And welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to this edition of the Hagmann Report. It's Thursday, the last day of October 2024. Oh, what mischief we are seeing out there today, locally, nationally, internationally. Steve Quayle is my guest, stevequayle.com, gen6.com. The man behind the intellectual products where you could, it's Life University at gen6.com with all of the intellectual products, including the latest video on demand, the mega event, the Glyph Project. What an incredible project. So he's coming up. But first, again, I want to thank everyone. Folks, thank you so much for your support, for joining, creating a free account at Rumble, and then clicking follow, follow this program. Really, as I said, I think it was yesterday, for every 100 or so followers we gain, it's exponentially larger, you know, but 1,000 impressions for every 100 followers. I don't know the math, but I know it works. And I thank you for doing that on Rumble, creating a Rumble account, even if you never use it, except to just, you know, follow us and maybe tune in once in a while or whatever. But thank you, because that makes a big difference in the exposure and in our ability to reach more people. Before we get to the show, I just want to thank the people who support us as well, including chuckdefense.com/Hagmann. You know, look, folks, you know, I've talked about this. So finally, I'm going to say, do this. If you've ever wondered what happened to Chuck Norris, look no further. I saw him recently where he made a video, and I was absolutely stunned by the video. He's 84 years old. He's kicking behinds and working out and staying active. And he's stronger today than he was 20 years ago. He can work out longer and has plenty of energy left over for his grandkids. To me, that's important. And he did this by making one change. He says he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this one thing too. She never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger. Her body looks leaner. She's got energy all day. Isn't that what we all want? Now, Chuck Norris made a very special video. It explains everything. So you got to watch this. Make sure you watch it by going to chuckdefense.com/Hagmann, clicking the link below this video. It's going to change the way you think about your health. Once again, that's chuckdefense.com/Hagmann, and click on the link in the description box below to watch the video now. You're just not going to believe how simple it is. And folks, let me tell you something. It works. I've got many testimonials. I also, myself, I do feel stronger, better, and hey, I've got some more energy. So there's that. Thank you, chuckdefense.com/Hagmann. All right. Now, tonight, look, I got to say, buckle in. You know, it was 15 years ago, 20 years ago, more like it, when Steve Quayle came on, and I first met Steve 20 plus years ago, and he was saying things, and I first heard him with Art Bell, and I'll say this one last time, perhaps. I remember where I was in upstate New York. I actually had a cassette tape that I had recorded Steve Quayle from the previous night, and I put it in my cassette player in my vehicle. That's how long ago it was. And I listened to it. I pulled off to the side of the road, and I was listening to it because it was so intense. And he was talking at that time about where we are today. So without any further ado, Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com, gen6.com. And if you are a serious investor, and I mean serious investor, I don't think there's any better time to buy gold, especially gold, silver, but gold. And I'm going to tell you about gold. When you've got the highest level in the market and the highest value of gold, that shouldn't be. It just shouldn't be. My money's on gold. So Renaissance Precious Metals, trust that man with your money and your future. All right, with me, Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com. And again, thank you. And folks in the chat, please ignore any bots that do go in there. And let's just have a great conversation. Thanks, Steve. How you doing, sir?
Well, good, Doug. And it's interesting because we are in the most faithful and telling week. I'm talking fate, F-A-T-E-F-U-L. week that anyone can possibly, I would say this, look back in history and there's nothing to compare it. And I think that what we're going to see is the most problematic division breaking out into open warfare at some point after the election, if we make it through the election. Now, you know, I'm on record saying I didn't think there'd be an election, but that also means installing a president, which the Democrats would have to basically approve, you know, and they've already gone on record they're not going to. But I think people have got to recognize that this is becoming more and more evident that this is a spiritual fight. This is a spiritual war being carried out in the natural. And it's insanity for the U.S., NATO, and a Great Britain to declare war on Russia. And we are the ones that did it by trying to fake, oh, well, our weapons aren't being used, or, you know, we're just helping the Ukrainians. No, this is a massive, massive run-up to World War III, which is underway. I want to make it clear. Everybody, World War III is in play. It's starting. The first volley of, you know, basically weapons have been fired, and it only gets worse from here. Now, somebody says, oh, that's so negative. I'm pragmatic. History teaches that the pragmatists have been more correct than the optimists and even the pessimists. To be pragmatic is to take all evidence, to absolutely take people for what they say and what they mean, look at the folly that is taking place in the political arena, look at where we're at, Doug. And I think that's where I think people who wouldn't look to where we're at and how we got here have unrealistic expectations. It's the Einstein insanity, hopeful thinking. And so, ladies and gentlemen, Einstein obviously made the statement, you know, doing the same thing over and expecting different results. And then Dietrich Bonhoeffer made the statement that silence in the face of evil is evil itself. Now, everybody quotes that, but guess what, Doug? The silence is deafening. So I think this is very problematic. And it's one thing to have the fight. We're already hearing the specific voting machines. People are voting for Trump and they're coming up for Kamala Harris. Well, that whole fight has already been won. I quote Stalin. He said, it doesn't matter who votes. All that matters is who counts the votes. In essence, he doesn't care and they don't care what you or I. And remember, 50% at least of this country has gone, in my opinion, bat blank insane and crazy, bat manure and crazy, because what we're watching is we're watching the denigration of the American way of life. And it all started with the globalist lockdown for COVID-19, which is a bioweapon. And Doug, from 2020, I was saying, this is a bioweapon. This is a bioweapon. I wrote a book, Breathe No Evil. It's out of print. And, you know, talking about biological, chemical terrorism. And the highest form of killing is by basically the release of a biologic pathogen. Now we've got idiots that are allowing Ebola-infected, what I call infectons, carriers of Ebola. The incubation period can go from 2 to 8 days. They usually say 2 to 21 days. Most of the tracked Ebola cases. And do you know they didn't even, the National Institute of Health or CDC said, oh, he wasn't showing any symptoms, so we think everybody's okay on a plane load of people. We absolutely made the intentional decision, we, the United States, to allow the infectons, those are known, that's my word, those are knowing, are people who are knowingly carrying a bioweapon. And I want to make this clear. Since talking about all of the bioweaponized viruses and all of the events that have been taking place, I think when someone shows you who they are and what they are, you ought to believe them. And, you know, Doug, I sent you guys, and I think we should put it up right now because we can, you and I can take off on this, but Shen Ping, that's a real name. And the article, I made sure it's been memorialized because I want people to see this. If you'd read the headline, maybe in the first paragraph, it would really, I think, say a lot. This is a Chinese Communist Party high-ranking member. So, Eric, if you could put that up, and Doug, if you would be so kind to read the, you know, until you feel that you've got right here.
All right. Let me, okay.
Start with the top left.
I'll tell you what, Steve. I have not yet upgraded my monitor. I cannot see that.
Okay, I'll read it
well.
Then, and then
okay,
and then you can feedback. This is May 19, 2021. Senior member of the Chinese Communist Party think tank claims China won unprecedented biological war against the United States in 2020. That's true. A senior member of the Chinese Communist Party think tank claims that China not only won a biological war against the United States in 2020, but also put the U.S. back in its place. Shen Ping, senior researcher at Fudan University and professor at Peking University, proudly admits on video here that the CCP won the trade war, science and technology war, and especially the biological war. All those statements are true. Now, what is truth? Well, first of all, the truth is Jesus Christ himself. He is the truth, the way, and the life. But the point is that the sad part of that statement is they, the Chinese, did it with American money. They did it with Fauci's help. They did it with the National Institute of Health. They did it with the Center for Disease Creation. And when I say CDC, Center for Disease Creation, I'm referring exactly to this. All of the numbers we've been told in the West are lies. Literally, there are tens of millions of people who have died from the release of the bioweapon. The release of it was timed in the globalist Illuminati Luciferian time frame to begin the great culling of humanity. Now what we're dealing with, and ladies and gentlemen, this isn't just some guy out there. Well, he's just a conspiracy theorist. No. Even when you're watching the advances of the Chinese, well, you know, our universities are teaching sandbox antics, woke, policy, DEI. Actually, I think they've got that wrong. It should be D-I-E, as in die. You know, we're watching the United States be left behind and our country destroyed from within. We have become literally the dumping ground for every biological pathogen, the release of every crazy person. There are 100,000 plus foreign troops in this country with pre-positioned ammunition, weapons, and sophisticated cartel members that absolutely are so organized that the U.S. military would be embarrassed. Because one thing that I think people better understand, when the president entity, and when I say entity, I mean by that word non-human, okay? You can make of that what you want, but when he basically says he's going to turn F-16s loose on the American population, believe him. I've checked this out with, insiders, real insiders, and they said, Steve, he's not kidding. The late, great, and wonderful man, Greg Evenson, and my goodness, we had him on your show, and he talked about yard farming. Years ago, people remember that the census takers, quote unquote, were coming to people's doors and literally walking up to the door, ringing the doorbell, and then putting in GPS coordinates right to the front door. Do you remember that?
I do.
Know that the assignments of that were based on the gun ownership destiny. And that's, in other words, the gun ownership, I said destiny, I meant density. Because the density, obviously, if there's, let's say, 100 people in a neighborhood, they know when the time comes, they being the globalist gun grabbers, are going to have to commit more troops to that area. So that was the whole point of that. And with smart weapons, then they were basically saying, we're going to shove this down your throat. Actually, in my case, they said someplace else. But the bottom line is that we're at the point now, I believe, there is no going back. Because as you and I were talking before the show, Doug, and I, what if President Trump comes in, and God knows the American public, at least half of them, maybe more, are in favor of him. Look at what he's doing to show people that, look, he loves this country. And I want to say this. I believe it's obvious that President Trump loves this country more than Biden hates this country. The joke of Kamala Harris running for president and the salad princess and all of the events taking place And the, by the way, Drudge Report is totally owned by the left, okay? Totally owned by the left. There was a time before Matt Drudge sold it, it was fairly conservative. And I want everybody to know this. It's no longer anywhere near what it used to be. And to my knowledge, I don't believe Matt Drudge owns it anymore. I think he sold it out, what, 6 or 7 years ago. But the point is, Doug, is this is where we're at tonight. Tonight is obviously the last day in October, and now we're dealing with the election week coming up. And my question is, what's going to happen through the weekend? Because, again, the reports are coming in that pallets of bricks from both Home Depot and Lowe's have all they've been delivered specific places. Washington, D.C., one of your listeners, my listeners, our listeners, let's just call it what it is, our listeners, said his two sons were called up from the National Guard in Missouri and to be immediately placed on duty, or where they're called up and they got to go. So people don't recognize that probably the most significant event, I call it this, and I'll stand it, and I'll argue with anybody, especially the Pentagoners, G-O-N-E-R-S, when they are practicing nuclear extraction drills in Washington, D.C., a dozen helicopters at a time. That's never happened in history. Sure, they've run, desktop exercise, and they've had a couple helicopters, but why are they running nuclear evacuation drills in D.C.? Simple, because D.C. is going to get taken out. We've gone into so much detail. I think that it's got to be obvious to people that hypersonic, if something's 10 times the speed of sound, it's 10 times faster. If it's 10 times faster, the time from point A to point B is diminished by a factor of 10. And so the United States, under the presidency of the abomination of desolation, basically It didn't proceed with the development of hypersonic missiles. Yeah, North Korea has them. Iran has them. Israel does not have them. And the United States does not have them. NATO does not have them. And Great Britain certainly doesn't. And ladies and gentlemen, just last week, the Ministry of Defense came out, at least a spokesman talking about the Ministry of Defense, saying that one of the nuclear boomers, the nuclear missile submarines of the British Navy, they were running out of food and they had to divide up their snacks. This is true amongst all the sailors. So we're watching the greatest Luciferian sacrifice in history. And this ties right in with the Deagle Report, because you can't have the president of Germany or the chancellor of Germany cutting off his nose to spite his face. Two of the biggest corporations in the world are in Germany, Volkswagen and BASF. And they both are basically saying, hey, Volkswagen says we got to lay off 300,000 people. BASF says we can't afford the power bills any longer. And why would any head of a country kill or diminish its two biggest manufacturing plants? So VW, I think, has 300,000. BASF has way more employees than that. So we're watching what we're watching is the self-immolation of all of the Western nations. Now, why is that? Because the dollar bill, order out of chaos, is exactly what they want. In order for the New World Order to rise, they have to rise on the ashes or the destruction of Western civilization. And every time a person looks at a dollar bill, which is worth now 3 cents, just from what, 20 years ago, the point being is we're now in big trouble, and we cannot pull out of this at $36 trillion. That's what's on the books. That doesn't count all of the shenanigans going on in the derivatives market. So that's kind of a mouthful to start the show with. Go ahead, sir.
Man, I'll tell you what, it's a mouthful and a mindful as well. If people are paying attention to what's going on, you already know. And the people that listen to us in this broadcast, I know that they know. But the reassurances, maybe that's the wrong word, but the fact that you're confirming things that they are hearing, and I've been hearing the same thing. You know, the threat of nuclear war has never been more. I mean, it's never been greater. Even during the Cuban Missile Crisis, there were some back channels and some things going on that there was at least a failsafe there. Now there is none. In fact, if anything, it's working the opposite way and really promoting civil war. Victoria Nuland and her husband, Robert Kagan, you know, the hissy fits all over the place. The architects of war and the Atlantic just came out with a piece recently, I think it was today or yesterday, about the specter of nuclear war. So I think people are underestimating to our own peril, the lateness of the hour that we're seeing. And when I was thinking about this, would the threat be greater prior to the decision, the announcement of who the new leader of America will be, or if it is Harris, would the threat increase? If it was Trump, would the threat decrease? Any thoughts on that?
Well, absolutely. I think with Harris, the threat increases dramatically. Now, for the first time in history, since I was one of the founders of the PrEP business, the whole business model, you know, when, I don't know, four decades ago. The point being is that never in the history of tabletop exercises have the people that are running the war games come to the conclusion, number one, we can't win against China. I think 18 different scenarios, China won it every time. That's not to mention the communists that they, Chinese communists, that payroll Waltz, that's waltzing us right into Armageddon. But I think for the first time in history, and I know this to be true, so no one can challenge, I mean, truth is truth, that when Russia took their submarine-launched ballistic missiles and let it go, their land-based ballistic missiles and let it go, their nuclear bombers. In essence, they coordinated all of their weapon platforms, which would be this Russian triad, you know, and we've never done that. We have never had a coordinated effort of all of our nuclear launch platforms. Russia has for the last 40 years. 40 years, I've been harping before I even start talking about HARP, but I've been sounding the alarm. America needs a civil defense program. The McNamarian age of mutual assured destruction is a fraud. In other words, Russia has and built some of the most sophisticated shelters where they can not only shelter just their people, you know, they've sheltered their manufacturing. Russia has all the raw materials they need. They have 25% of the fresh water on the planet. Lake Baikal, B-A-I-K-A-L. Maybe they have a bit different way of pronouncing it. But they're producing grain and wheat and every kind of crop is flourishing there. Now, here's what's happening. And I think this is what we've got to talk about. I posted the story tonight that a lot of people have read about Tucker Carlson, what was it, a year ago or however many years ago, being attacked by demons. Okay, did you see that one?
No, I saw the headline. I missed it, but there it is right there, folks. In listening to this by way of podcast, go to Rumble and sign in, get an account, and you can see this update. Tucker Carlson describes being mauled by a demon mid-sleep, left claw marks on my sides. Amazing, amazing story. I did recall when he first came out with that, but there it is. I mean, the man is not overstating or exaggerating or embellishing his account. I really believe this happened to him. Go ahead, sir.
Well, since I was saved by the mercy of a living God, by the love of the living God, and that was 52 years ago, in even my first 6 months of being a new member of the family of God, I was thrust into the world of deliverance. I mean, I have a friend and his wife, Pastor John Kyle and Linda, that are still ministering deliverance to people in a biblical manner. What, Doug, the whole point of the Gates of Hell, our DVD, and look, I think people better get this because they do not understand that the gates of hell have opened, that every unclean spirit, demons, a demon, and I better explain this, a demon is not a fallen angel. One third of the angels in heaven who used to worship God followed Lucifer in his rebellion, and those fallen angels came to earth. 200 of the fallen angels had sexual intercourse with the earthly women. And by the way, I've studied comparative mythology. I've written so many books and articles, I mean, in-depth research on aliens and fallen angels, the sexual corruption of the human race. That was the very first book I think I ever did. And the title was pretty startling. I think that was one that got me on Art Bell. And what was so unusual about that is during the days of abduction, and this is relevant to Tucker Carlson, during the days of alien abduction, it was always an OBGYN. It was the most horrific subjugation of human women to the most hideous violation of their reproductive capabilities. I mean, and how's that for trying to be tactful? The thing is that the same thing with men. These people that were abducted are absolutely traumatized, but I've seen the trauma be healed by the supernatural, miraculous intervention, living God. So I have personal firsthand information. I have watched demons scream in agony when they're commanded in the name of Jesus. I've also seen demons mock people that say, you know, out in the name of Jesus, and the demons will say, what are you talking about? You're doing blank, blank, blank. In essence, you got to be walking with the Lord when you're casting those out. I actually watched a demon lay out the sins of somebody that was trying to cast out demons one time. I watched a little wonderful Mexican powerhouse, Mary Juarez, who was one of my best friends before the Lord took her home. I watched her. I was in a deliverance session. People need to know this. I was in a deliverance session where a certain young lady, and she's probably 20, 21, four guys couldn't hold the woman down. They shouldn't have had to. They should have just said, stop in the name of Jesus. And they were being basically, you know, they couldn't succeed. Man, Mary Wall came in with the word of God. She knew her authority. This is where I'm going with this. And in the name of Jesus, that demon went out screaming, and all the men were going, what do we do wrong? Well, it's not a procedure. It's the faith, and it's also the authority of the believer. They shall cast out demons. So when Tucker's talking about what happened to him, I don't know where he stands in understanding the authority of a believer. I don't know where he stands in the blood of Jesus. And tonight, Halloween, so many young, even children are going to lose their lives to satanic ritual abuse. We had the present entity being caught on camera chewing little kids. He wasn't eating them, but there's something wrong about a grown man taking a little baby and like looking like he's or acting like he's going to devour it. If most people understood what went on in the, and when I call it the slaughterhouse, it's no longer the White House, Doug, they could not stand it. They would reject it, and they would, someone would vomit, okay? And I don't go there. I don't go to Washington. I've already done my nuclear evacuation skill, from Washington. But what I'm saying is this. It's important that people understand the gates of hell have opened, and the safety is in the name of Jesus Christ. And it's not an intellectual acknowledgement. It's a living, viable relationship. It's knowing that your sins are forgiven when you ask Jesus in your heart. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, people say, well, are you still talking about Jesus? Yeah, because evidently, 50 years hasn't turned this country around. And I want people to understand something. What we're seeing now is nothing compared to what we're going to see. And what we're going to see is the entire, I would say this, the entire hierarchy of hell becoming visible and manifest. Everything's been kind of hidden away or invisible, but when the evil becomes visible, that's when men's hearts will fail them for looking after those things coming upon the earth. And so this is why I think this timeliness, Tucker, I think, chose, you know, if I speed read the article, and it was maybe 2 years ago it happened, and Alex, he talked to Alex about that, Alex Jones, a couple of years ago, but most Christians are not equipped with a functional working authority in Jesus because they think intellectual assent is the same thing as possessing eternal life, and it's not.
And to your point, I have met and seen numerous people, and especially females. Again, my observation, perhaps that's an anecdotal piece of information, but attempt to do like dial a deliverance or going into a situation where there's demonic hostage taking by the demonic, and attempt to expel the demons, similar to an exorcism, but really get owned because of their lack of knowledge. And again, this is, I'm not assailing their intent, but I'll tell you what, intentions don't do it. The knowledge and the authority that you reference is so very important. So as we see the gates of hell opening, to quote you, I think we're going to be seeing more and more of this demonic activity. And by the way, how else would you explain a lot of what we're seeing on the streets today with not just violence and slaughtering of other people without regard to their humanity, but the actual physical, you can see the demonic activity through the people, which you and I have been around for a long time, so I've never seen this level of demonic activity, and that's the only way I could describe it ever in my life, except over the last couple of years. And it's increased. And if Russ was here, man, he could do an entire day on exactly what you and I are talking about.
The authority of the believer is not an intellectual thing. You have to possess it, and you possess it, and God has a way of teaching his kids the authority they have in Jesus. The pulpits, which I call the puke pits, or I should call them, most of them are the paywall. The bottom line is that they do not teach, number one, they don't teach people the difference between intellectual assent or acknowledgement of a higher power. They don't speak the name of Jesus, the majority of them. Watch the, and I look, I don't watch the, I'm sorry, that's maybe an incorrect statement of mine. I don't watch the mega big time evangelists. I've seen them on YouTube, some specific big time evangelists, whether it's Joel Osteen saying your best life now. I don't think he'd be writing that book if he were casting out demons, because this is not, you don't go, oh, gee, look at me. You'll always say, oh, Lord, thank you. Because Jesus told disciples, marvel not that the spirits are subject to you, you know? Because again, the idea is getting people free, getting set free, because the scripture says, the Holy Bible, he who the Son sets free is free indeed. Even the mockers, the scoffers, the ridicule, and the scorners are coming up to their day of reckoning. What you're saying about, too, I'm going to back up a minute, what you're saying about where you're seeing some really strange physical mutilation and the body modification. It's interesting. I call that outpicturing, okay? Outpicturing is simply the evil spirit that is in a person starts to manifest in the external realm, and that they take on the literal visage or the shape and form of the demons in them. Just imagine the Alien movie, and I don't recommend anybody sees it if they haven't, but that was probably one of the most disturbing scenes in science fiction history when, you know, an astronaut, you know, sitting there and they're trying to figure out what's going on, and out of its chest bursts an alien. Well, this is what people are having to experience now. So I think when you get a high profile individual like Tucker, I think it's very telling and compelling. But what most people don't understand is the degree that the elite and the Illuminists have given themselves over to Lucifer. That is why they're called Luciferians or Late Hawk. My former radio host, he called them Lucies, okay? And it's interesting because the situation is, if you look at the ceremonies, including the one at the Gothard Tunnel, it was so occult. If you look at the Super Bowl, and by the way, I don't watch a Super Bowl, but I've seen some of the really good exposés on the halftime shows. Darker and darker, more demonic. The opening ceremony of the Olympics, sewage, raw sewage, no, satanic sewage. And what are people seeing? Notice this. They use sports, and then the evil powers that be, and then they introduce some of the most atrocious and horrible imagery. That's right out of the book of Revelation. Katy Perry riding in on the, you know, woman that rides the beast, Lady Gaga, you know, and all these supposedly top name entertainers. And then you hear them, they're talking about, yeah, I sold my soul to the devil. You know, I don't think people understand the, how do I say this? The level of debauchery and also the level of supernatural involvement of the biggest stars. Let's take P. Diddy, okay? And it used to be Diddy or did he not? No, he did he. Okay. Did he or did he not? No, he did he. The bottom line is that is a absolute, I would say this, confrontation to normal people's senses. In essence, he's just the Epstein number two. And I think, and I don't know the celebrities, but I think the judge issued either, do you know, 6 or 8 new arrest warrants for some pretty big name people?
I'm hearing that it's double digits. And by the way, if I can just say this to complement what you're saying, is the you mentioned the White House with Biden biting that, or pretending to bite or biting the leg of a child dressed as a chicken. The White House party, Halloween party, was last night. And there are disclosures being made about the number of people and how they were dressed and the messages that were sent by the way they were dressed, which connects to the Epstein client list, which connects to exactly what you're talking about right now, is the P. Diddy Combs series of arrest warrants. And many, it's infused not only through Hollywood, but also through the political halls of Washington, which can be traced back, and I can cite Liz Crokin as well, to Pizzagate, Hillary Clinton, Huma, Tony Podesta, the Podesta brothers. But this is all becoming relevant again today. So everything you're saying really was becoming exposed back several years ago, now is becoming even more exposed. And you're correct on the P. Diddy number of arrests growing. And I do suspect that a lot of the politics right now is, for example, a lot of the endorsements are being made under the threat of exposure, especially with the P. Diddy client list, or the tape pictures and information by witnesses. So you're exactly right, sir. Go ahead.
Well, you know, in essence, and it was a literal article and it was taken down. I don't know if it's available in the Wayback Machine. I think it's been sanitized. But there was an article that was quoting Diddy saying Kamala Harris was at 15 of his parties. That's what he said, okay, called his freak out. And they showed a picture of Obama. You know, he certainly didn't have any clothes on the top. I mean, they only showed his and Oprah there. And, you know, I mean, at one of his freak outs. So, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to know something. They can put any color clothes they want on, but they stand naked before God. And this is the thing that is so astonishing to me. Look, the debauchery and the debasement of this nation has absolutely put us into the same category as Sodom and Gomorrah, Tyre and Sidon, and the nations that God literally had to say, enough is enough. And the famous statement of Billy Graham, if God didn't judge America, he'd have to apologize to Sodom and Gomorrah. But what's important, I think, for people to understand is we now have full-fledged occultists. The Maria Abramovic, the Lord Rothschild just died and went to his great infernal reward, standing in front of a picture, very gross picture, and obviously Podesta and that picture of the, cannibalism. Cannibalism has come back into the public psyche or public knowledge. And again, I want to go on record saying 35 years ago, out of the blue, when I was on KHNC, it was my first AM station when I started talk radio. I didn't start talk radio. I started on talk radio on KHNC. I spoke out. I said, this is what the Lord shared with me, the Lord Jesus Christ, just to make it clear, that when the major volcanoes of the world are erupting and cannibalism fills the headlines of the day, basically tribulation has started and underway. Then people want to argue, well, is the great tribulation yet? No. Jesus said tribulations, plural. I'm not talking about that great tribulation. The great tribulation starts with the AC, the Antichrist. And let me make this clear. Antichrist means takes the place of Christ in place of. That's a better way of saying it. And any spirit that denies that Jesus Christ is Lord is the spirit of Antichrist. People can get mad. Well, that's the Apostle John. So again, the Christians don't know their Bible. So trying to accommodate evil. So when I see evangelicals claiming to be evangelicals, claiming that they're voting for Kamala Harris. I mean, I got to tell you something. That's like, giving high five to the devil and then trying to serve communion after it. Well, the communion they're serving, unfortunately, is human flesh and innocent blood. The Bible's clear. Life is in the blood. Look, when we lose our blood, we lose our life, and the innocent blood. This is the thing you and I and Russ talked about. It's they have to have innocent blood. And again, I want everyone to understand this tonight. And I've been praying against it. And I've encouraged everybody to pray against it, no matter what time zone is, that God will reveal the hidden works of darkness so that people, and I pray, Doug, I really do. I pray that God will open hell up. Literally open hell up, and people that are thinking it's so cute to pretend to be a witch or actually show their witchcraft during Halloween will see where their eternal destiny is. Because I'm absolutely, how should I say this? Not extremely happy with holding my peace over the absolute mockery of Jesus. The absolute denigration of the living God. There's no fear of God in the land. They mock him. They use his name in vain. But what really gets me, it's one thing for the world to do it. It's another thing for they who claim to be Christians. Look, you guys, take the Christian suit off. A Christian is very clearly one who is not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And, I'm telling you, everyone, you cannot wear a Christian suit and take on demons. They know exactly who you are. The seven sons of Sceva in the book of Acts is a literal Bible story. They tried to cast out demons whom Paul preached, the name of Jesus. And the spirits basically said, we know Paul, we know Jesus, we don't know you. And they beat up physically the seven sons of Sceva. They thought it was kind of a racket, and they thought they could cash in on the racket. Guess what? Well, they ended up being the ball on a tennis racket. I mean, they got beat up and they got stripped of their clothes. It goes on. But the moral of that story is don't pretend to be what you're not. And if you know you're not what you're claiming to be, then ask God to help you to get there. Because again, we're up against the gates of hell. The gates of hell have opened. And that our latest video, and actually documentary, is so critical for people. Look, the reason we produce this, Gen 6, is to get people prepared for the supernatural evil that's coming. How do you say this? If you can scare and I'm sorry to have to use it, the term this way, but if you can get people to understand what they're seeing in the skies, what they're seeing when they hear their neighbor is screaming, or when somebody like Tucker Carlson says they're being scratches all over their body. One of the most famous cases of demon possession was the late Lester Summerall. When I was a new Christian, what an amazing man of God. And he literally went into a prison where they had locked a girl up, and she was having all kinds of horrible things done to her body, you know, and he recognized instantly, and he cast the demons out. Lester Summerall, an amazing man of God. But the point being is that until people see it and encounter it, and when they do encounter it, and this is what I'm trying to say, you're encountering it, I'm encountering it, we're encountering it, when we listen to those lying spirits on the mainstream accessory to genocidal murder, that's what they are. There is no truth in ABC, there is no truth in CBS, there is no truth in NBC, there is no truth in any of the networks. They're all controlled by the intelligence agency, who, by the way, are not choir boys for, you know, the Catholic Church. Now we have a pope who's absolutely destroying the Catholic Church. And when I talk about the Pope, I am not denigrating Catholics. There's a difference between this Pope and the previous Popes. Look, I'm not going to argue what's going on, but I think it's important that people understand something. This Pope is the most anti-Christian by his words and by his actions of anybody who's ever claimed to, you know, for, to the throne of Peter. You know, the thing is that Jesus said, Peter, you know, he didn't say, Peter, you're the rock I'm going to build the church on. He said, you know, that when Peter declared who Jesus was, but it was the faith of Peter and the faith of the living God in Jesus Christ is that rock of faith. That's why, you know, the song Rock of Ages, you know, Jesus is the Rock of Ages. So in essence, what we're up against, Doug, is the most malevolent evil that had been held back by God and that has now been loosed by mankind. There is a principle in the kingdom of God. The devil and his fallen angels have to use willing humans to take their dominion, human dominion, and yield it to Satan, because there is a cooperation that goes on, you know? And its essence, this is what we're a nation, in my opinion, that has become demon-possessed, how should I say this, totally obsessed, and with the obsession comes possession, and now what people are seeing is some of the most, I would say, arcane, which means hidden, and evil statements ever made. And you know, you can lie through your teeth, but at the end of the night, you have teeth and you just lied through them. I'm talking about, you know, all political people that will not tell the truth. And the rhinos without spinos, the evangelifishies that I call them, evangelifishians, are, you know, they claim to be followers of Jesus, yet they're voting for the devil every time. And so, you know, you don't, how should I say this? You don't be in the best seductive role unless you play the game to try and get people hoodwinked or hogwashed or whatever it's called. What's a better word for hoodwinked? Deceived. Okay.
So that's it.
Yep. So we're here now. And again, this whole election is not an election. It's a selection. It's supernaturally evil. It's orchestrated. And ladies and gentlemen, our Glyph Project, and the people that have watched it, I'm going to keep it up for 15 more days. It was supposed to go down tonight. I called Jed and I said, no, leave it up, because here's what's critical. It lays out the understanding of what's going on in the unseen world, the ancient symbols, the ancient statements, the ancient even architecture, and almost 99%, maybe 98% of the glyphs go back to Lucifer and the worship of Lucifer and the hatred for mankind and the genetic manipulation of the human genome. So now let's go back to the story that, you know, that I put up at the beginning of the show, where Shen Ping, and somebody said, what's his brother's name? Whatever, Pong. I said, well, yeah. And we are all the balls going across a ping pong table. I mean, you know, that's how people try and dismiss that. But look at what's happened to this country. Every day, another restaurant chain is closing anywhere from 50 to 100 restaurants. I told everybody what was told to me by an eyewitness at Campbell's Soup, you know, that the National Defense Authorization Act, a general came in, laid it down, and told Campbell's, and Campbell's cans for other, food processors, that everything they've got canned, they'll be paid for, but it's going to the military or it's going into the Kansas or Missouri mines where they store huge amounts of food. You know, I mean, I've talked to truckers that have dropped truckloads in those mines, and they're talking about corridors that go 100 yards and multiple, and they have frozen. And so I want everybody to understand this. Somebody challenged me and said, well, how do I know what you're telling is telling the truth? I said, look, you don't, but if I can quote sources, I'm not at your, how should I say, beck and call to say, oh, no, that's not happening. Look at, I went to Costco the other day, and I keep going. I went to CVS Pharmacy. Does everybody understand something, that the pharmacies from CVS, Rite Aid, but the biggest one is Walgreens, they're closing hundreds and hundreds of stores. Does everybody understand that China has put an embargo on all medicine and pharmaceuticals coming in from China that accounts for 80% of that? Do you guys get this yet? So in essence, the order out of chaos, there's going to be too much chaos, and the order that's going to be established is a new world order. And how many times we hear George Bush Sr. talk about that, and all of the mouthpieces from Klaus Schwab the slob, or the slob Klaus Schwab, or his little resident troll, in my opinion, Harari. And I've said it, I wish that guy would commit Harari-kari, Yuval Noah Harari. What a disrespectful thing to the real Noah. And now I want to share something. If Eric, would you put up the scripture, please? Do we have a few minutes before we have to break for the next hour?
Yes, absolutely. Go ahead. And I'm looking myself for this scripture.
Matthew 24. There we go. Yeah.
Okay, there it is. All right.
Yeah. And Doug, again, if you want to read it, I like to hear your voice, by the way.
Thank you. Excuse me. You'll have to pardon me looking to my side. Matthew 24:35. Let's see. Excuse me. Heaven and earth, as now known, will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But of that day and hour, no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, nor the Son, but the Father alone. For the coming of the Son of Man, the Messiah, will be just like the days of Noah. And wow, okay. This is verse 38 here. For as in those days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the very day when Noah entered the ark, and they did not know or understand until the flood came and swept them all away. So will the coming of the Son of Man be unexpected, that is, unexpected judgment. So will the Son of Man be. And that ends the verses given.
Right, and you were reading out the Amplified, which I was hoping we would. And what's confusing is the Amplified, and then obviously that's King James showing. And the Amplified puts it into a greater perspective. Now, I want to share something that's really interesting. Timing is everything. I was telling a friend of mine, Bieta, and I was telling her that, and she remembered, I said, for 35 years, I've been saying, wouldn't it be interesting if the days before the second coming of Jesus, that were just as in the days of Noah, that Noah's ark is truly found and its location truly released. Now, I don't know if you saw that story. Maybe, Eric, you can find it. But the scientists now have proven beyond a shadow of a doubt that Noah's ark has been found. And I think the timing is phenomenal because, again, it's a marker. You know, people just dismiss that. Oh, it's a lot of corruption. Yes, corruption. It's corruption. But also, God gave Noah the ark to deliver his family, his immediate family, because the Bible says Noah and his immediate family were perfect in their generations, meaning they didn't have any tampered genetic fallen angel blood in them or genetic corruption. And God himself brought the animals to Noah in the pairings that God brought. And it dawned on me, because even the scripture teaches that the fallen angels corrupted even animals, okay? And so in essence, and that's the true basis of bestiality, and God, only God could have known the pure genetic lines of an elephant, a giraffe, or, whatever, a lion, of course. And the thing is that what we're watching now is a genetic corruption of everything on Earth. And I don't think people understand something. We're watching not climate change. We're watching total war on God's creation by the implementation of fallen angel technology under the control of mankind, who fallen men are agreeing with Lucifer's fallen angels to basically destroy the earth. And God says in Revelation that he will destroy those who destroy the earth, okay? I just wish that part of scripture would really speed up. But the point is that the scriptures be fulfilled, all these events must come to pass. So, you know, it is critical to know the word of God, especially in the prophetic realm, because this is what most people miss. The testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. I think I put it up on my website the other day. There's 37,412 verses of prophecy. Some people claim there's 34,000, and there's more prophecy than just when Israel's brought back as a nation. That's one. But the prophetic the prophetic picturing of what's going to be taking place is very, very clear. You know, when one of the prophets says all the men in the midst of thee are women, well, it sounds to me like he got a pretty clear glimpse of where we're at now as a nation, and that's truly a prophecy. And when we see that men will become lovers of self more than lovers of God, good night. And I mean, when I say good night, that's happening. And the fact is here's what I want to ask you, Doug. Why is it, and I don't have the answer to this, and I really don't, so it's not a trick question, but why, and I wouldn't give you a trick question, but why is it that there are so many, again, claimants, but they won't take on the current political climate, not from a political standpoint, but from an evil standpoint of Ephesians 6, chapter 12. I'm sorry, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. And so it's important. And Eric, if you could put that one up, it's really critical to see Ephesians 6:12. It's the most classic presentation in the Word of God of what we war against, okay? And unfortunately, the devil says, well, I'll just make sure they don't believe me and I'll just turn them loose on each other. And that's where the fight is, the fight. Okay, and Doug, you want to read that, Ephesians 6:12? Can you see it? I'll read it.
No,
I'll read
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't know what you can see versus what I can see. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. The rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. There's nothing there that would indicate to me that the U.S. Senate, the U.S. Congress, and the presidency are, somehow removed from this. And then for we wrestle, that means for we do not war against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of the world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places. So what's problematic is when you start talking, I'm hearing people use the word spiritual warfare, until they understand the origin of fallen angels, until they understand that the demons are the disembodied spirits of the giants who were first called Nephilim, and then from 31 verses after, Numbers 13, 33, they're referred to as the Rephaim, with the Hebrew base word Rapha, or the dead. So what's important is this. There's only one thing that the devil does so well that people yield to all the time. They yield to his lies that, number one, they shall be as gods. That's the whole purpose of transhumanism. Number two, they'll never die, eternal life, because you're going to be able to download your brain into new bodies that'll be generated. When the old one wears out, there's a new one. Or you're going to merge with machines and become the Borg. And you know, again, as someone who started dealing with genetic Armageddon and the termination of the human race, you know, I think that people should have paid attention. Not because it's me. I want to make this clear. It's the thought. I even remember one of the very first shows I did on this. It was when I was quoting the famous Bill Joy, very, very, very bright man. He started, I think, Sun Microsystems. But he did a classic essay, and that essay was Why the Future Doesn't Need Us Anymore. And ladies and gentlemen, if you don't see it, humans are being replaced. And we're being displaced out of our correct God-created role to tend the earth and to be, in essence, stewards of his wonderful and glorious creation. So the greatest lie in the Old Testament, that ye shall be gods, knowing, you know, good and evil, and ye shall not surely die, is the same promise right now in transhumanism. And see, transhumanism, singularity, I'll just tell you this. Anti-God, we're going to do it our way, we'll live forever, and we don't need God. I got news for you. Unintended consequences have a way of popping up, especially when people do not understand the technology or the intent of the technology. A good example is just a couple days ago, the story that the Chinese are saying that they can track our stealth fighters and bombers, and they didn't come right out and say it, but that's a conclusion. And then the authors, because they basically went, you know, the call, if you will, the call of the chickens, they said, well, of course, this isn't possible. It's already done. And so when we're talking about advanced technology, anytime anything's released, it's already done. It's not the future, is the past. And the people can only take that which is in the past that is so thrust into the future. In other words, old technology becomes new technology, and the people can just adjust to it in their own time frame, and they'll either say, oh, that's the past, or that's the future. We're not there yet. Anytime any new form of technology is released, it's already done. It's already implemented.
Yeah, we are actually living 50 years in the past, technology-wise. Excellent points. And I've got a couple of questions of how this, perhaps, and I've seen some questions as well, how this relates to various events, what you're talking about, including the threat of war, whether it's Ukraine or the Middle East, or even on the kinetic level here in the U.S., depending on what happens. So, because all of this is interconnected, as well as when you were talking earlier about the cannibalism, blood sacrifice. You've got 325,000 missing children. We talked about that last week. You've got this increase in cannibalism, increase in blood sacrifice, all of this. And this is all relative. I mean, this is all related to what's happening today. So before we go on, quick break, one second here. I want to thank SculptNation.com. That's SculptNation.com/Hagman. You know, look, most guys, myself included, have thought or think that testosterone is being drained by aging, bad genetics, or maybe even a lack of exercise. But what if I told you that's not the case? In fact, the real culprit is something you're likely eating every day. And here's the shocking part. It's something that you've always been told is healthy. Isn't that always the way? And this one food has been scientifically shown to devastate testosterone levels, and most men have absolutely no idea. It's not junk food either. It's not sugar either. It's something way more unexpected, and just eating it a few times a week is enough to just wreak havoc on your testosterone level, drain your energy, and crush your motivation. But here's the good news, folks. Cutting out this one thing out of your diet could completely transform the way you feel. Now, our friends at V-Shred have seen it firsthand. And with their clients, and the guys who stopped eating it, they're building muscle, burning fat, feeling more energized than they have in years. It's really incredible how quickly things can change once you know what to avoid. And isn't that always the case? Okay. And V-Shred, the team behind the cutting-edge fitness and nutrition strategies, has created a video that reveals exactly what this testosterone-killing food is and why removing it from your diet could be the key to unlocking your body's true potential. So if you want to know what this food is, head over to SculptNation.com/Hagman, two ends on Hagman. And again, that's SculptNation.com/Hagman. And watch the video or just click on the link below. V-Shred's expert break it all down, and this one simple change could make all the difference. And trust me, this is one thing, guys, especially guys, you don't want to miss this. SculptNation.com/Hagman. We thank them for their support. Steve Quayle from SteveQuayle.com, Gen6.com, and Renaissance Precious Metals. But the my favorite shopping experience is at Gen6.com. And folks, if you haven't done so already, Steve's been kind enough, as he said just tonight, to leave up the Glyph Project Mega event for another 15 days. And thank you for that, because I've been getting some emails saying that, look, you know, I get paid on Friday. Is there any way that this could, you know, be? So he's kind enough to keep this up. And it's really got a lot of great reviews from the people I've spoken to and have some emails about. So, folks, support Steve's efforts, support our efforts, support the efforts of those making a difference by going to Gen6.com. And just don't stop there. Check out all of the different DVDs and, of course, the books Steve's written. And, you know, I've got Weather Wars and some other books that are out of print right now or going out of print that, you know, I would never sell on eBay for, I don't know, 10 grand. And I mean that. They're that important. So folks, really get them before they're gone. All of his books, all of the DVDs, very important, but especially the mega event, which applies to what's going on today. So Steve, so what's going on with all of this? It seems like AI, or as you had called it, alien intelligence, not artificial, but alien intelligence. I think you said that a week or two ago.
Yes.
Is this directing, or are we being directed or handled domestically and internationally by all of these things?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep.
Okay.
And Doug, I want to go on record because there's some really well-meaning, stupid people that, and I'm sorry to sound so blunt, that do not understand my position. Alien means foreign to, it means extra dimensionals. In my vocabulary, it means fallen angels, demons, and the genetic constructs of fallen angels messing around with the DNA that God has already created. I don't believe they're men from Saturn. I don't believe they're, you know, advanced civilizations that created us. So they are supernatural entities. They are not aliens. In other words, they're not Martians. They're not this or not that. Now, saying this, that there's a passage in Obadiah that talks about literally, and I believe the evidence is that in Obadiah, it's just one chapter, though you set your nest amongst the stars, yet will I bring you down. Well, again, the natural mind cannot believe or accept the fact that when God was going to destroy the progeny of the fallen angels, in other words, the bastards, the bastard is the word that God used to describe the hybrid offspring of fallen angels and earth women, that they fled. I don't know what technology they used, in the way of flying craft, but I will tell you this. The presence of stargates, portals, and wormholes, which is the basis of our new documentary, Earth and the Crosshairs, is mind-blowing. It used to be theoretical physics. The astrophysicist, Dr. Travis Taylor, has proven on Skinwalker Ranch and some of the other people that he works with, scientists, they've modeled, M-O-D-E-L-E-D, literal traversable wormholes. Physics says they can't be traversable. In essence, yes, they are. Portals between dimensions. Imagine a door. You go through your front door and you're in a different dimension. Stargate, you go through your front door and you're on Mars or you're on wherever you got to be. That's why you got to know where you're going. What we've been able to do by the grace of God and by the support of our mutual listeners, you guys, is... is get the operating instructions for some of these things. And I will not release that information. And I'm not trying to get through a Stargate. So just to put my critics at ease, I'm not looking at opening gates of hell. I'm at the other end. I'm closing and believing God. Now, I know that, how do I say this? I know exactly, and I'm sorry to sound, somebody say, oh, that's so arrogant. No, it isn't. When I came to know Jesus, he gave me a panorama of history. And he said, I will only reveal to you some of the events as they're shortly to come to pass. That's been my testimony. Will be, because it's true. And that's this. And I've told Alex that, and he listened. And, you know, because he said, how can you have been so right? He said, it wasn't me being right. It's what the God of heaven gave to me. And my prime directive has always been, will always be, to give glory to God. But the Lord said, if you will be obedient, I will bring you the men and the men who will tell you what you need to know in order to warn my people. I didn't have to go looking for this. I didn't have to go looking for the world of ultra black when I got, and if people don't know what ultra black is, I'm not going to explain it to them, but I got tapped into that world. I was brought in that world for 5 years. Okay. I had tutoring by some of the most astonishing men of God, who are also the real McCoy, and they're, you know, real warriors. And I've never been paid by the government. I'm accused of being a spy. I'm accused of being the CIA. They hate my guts. So the point is that God made a way to fulfill his word. Same thing with Science Guy. Those of you who are subscribers to private briefings, tonight's private briefing release is a mind blower. It's a mind blower. And Doug, and I know you look at them, the thing is that, and read them, but those of you who are subscribers to private briefing, you guys are getting PhDs, and I mean this is not flattery, a lot of information that even the President of the United States doesn't get. Because I was in a certain world, and I never had to leave Bozeman, Montana. I want everyone to know that. Because God fulfilled his word. I said, Lord, how do I go find his people? He says, you don't. I'll bring them to you. And to the man, to the woman, God has been faithful to his word. So you know what? All I can say is that if you read, for instance, Xenogenesis, that's the part, box of chocolates, Doug, that you contributed to. And yep. One of the most mind-blowing things, and I didn't write it, but obviously I recorded in the book, was when a certain spec ops operator who was friends with a CIA station chief explained the purpose of chemtrails was to destroy the electromagnetic, in essence, prison that God created to keep all of the fallen angels out of our dimension. And each color of the rainbow is a frequency. I'm talking God's rainbow, not the tweaky rainbow. And that the rainbow people, that's not the same rainbow as God created. But as they have been able to electromagnetically mess with literally the foundations of light itself, That's what is in Xenogenesis. And I think the title of the chapter is Under the Rainbow. The most somebody said, what's the most important thing in your mind that you've ever come across? That's it. That's it. Because of chemtrails facilitated under the extreme manipulation of radio frequency waves and other forms of electromagnetic radiation, that taking down, if you will, or the prison break for fallen angels to come into our dimension. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. And it seems like the start of the chemtrailing or geoengineering project here in the U.S., along with the implementation of the 5G, especially during the so-called COVID-19 era, the couple of years there, and everything that relates to all of this, including what you mentioned about the above frequency, it seems like we are now at the this inflection point of all of these projects. And it's almost as if, and this is my mind, how I can process this, and tell me if I'm right or wrong, but it seems like the multiple forces, different forces working together on multiple assignments from the demonic realm, now coming all together. And this is what we're seeing today. And again, you really laid it out in your books. But I never thought of it as being like, well, today, here we are, and everything is coming together at this moment in time and creating everything we're seeing. Is that, I mean.
Yep. And Russ, God bless him, you know, and again, I miss him with all my heart. Oh, man. Russ Dizdar. But that was what he was talking about in the Black Awakening, okay?
Yeah.
And I would call it a demonic convergence, okay, and a satanic insurgence. Maybe one precedes the other. But what we're talking about, again, everyone, is the fabric of what we know as reality being under attack. And so by being under attack, that means that the protection we have is in the Lord Jesus Christ. The protection we have is in the authority of the believer. And this is a cool promise. To as many as receive Jesus Christ as personal Lord and Savior, God gave us, those who accept the power of redemption, he gave us the power to become the sons of God. Not the intellectual prowess, not the agreement, but there's a power. It's basically, that's what it's all about. It's about the power of God versus the power of devil. It's about Moses' staff eating up Pharaoh's magician's staff, snakes. It's about the power of Almighty God to redeem us, his creation, on the basis of his terms. And no man comes to the Father except through Jesus Christ. And I know people say, well, what about this? What about that? I'm not about what this or what that is. I am about what were God's specific commands and instructions and Jesus' teachings to keep me on the straight and narrow. And believe me, I know what it's like to backslide, and God still convicted me and brought me back to him. But I think it's really important, Doug, and with your permission, I want people to understand. I'm going to read something that's laid out for me. I asked, you know, an essence science guy to give me this for tonight's show, okay? This is fresh. As a matter of fact, I think it's 2 hours ago, maybe 3 hours ago. But I'm just going to read it, and I'll reserve comment. But I want everybody to understand, you take this to the Lord in prayer. Now, here's what's going on. I'm going to talk about Israel, Iran. I'm going to talk about Russia, Ukraine. I'm going to talk about what is coming up. And again, stuff that people will not accept, but they better at least pray and say, Lord, is this true? Iran is planning a massive attack against Israel's infrastructure, including their water desalination plants and their power generation. Well, ladies and gentlemen, 80% of the fresh water in Israel comes from desalinization. Imagine how many people are in Israel that will not have fresh water, okay? Iran is also preparing to attack the Israeli nuclear weapons facilities as well as the Israeli power reactors. Iran is going after the Israeli bunkers also in a later raid. There's going to be multiple raids. Israel did not damage as much of the Iranian air defense system as they thought. So Israel will be shocked when they come again. In other words, the missiles come again. In essence, the full spectrum dominance of the Russian technology is absolutely, again, Doug, the Pentagon denied it. They denied this exists. So imagine your stealth facilities, your stealth capabilities are absolutely no longer valid. And the Chinese just made that statement. It's open intelligence. This isn't secret stuff. Although to the U.S. military, they would classify it as secret, but it's already out on the internet. Okay, now this is really important. They are going to attack. They, the Iranians, are going to attack Dimona, in essence, the nuclear equivalent in Israel of White Sands or, you know, some of the other nuclear facilities that are in the U.S. In essence, they're going to take out Israel's ability to have, make, or facilitate any type of nuclear weapons. Now, let's go Russia versus Ukraine and NATO. More and more dead Americans, this is open source info, more and more dead Americans and Brits and French soldiers are turning up dead in Russia, attempting to do deep into Russia sabotage. It is known that they are, in fact, active duty special forces type people. When I hear that we're not at World War III, you're just trying to scare us, I say bull, and I'm sorry, sheet, S-H-E-E-T. That is the covering up of the bull manure, okay? Bull sheet. Okay, well, I think he just really mean the other word. No, the other word is the other word, but bull sheet is a covering up and covering over of the BS that people believe, okay? So more and more dead Americans and Brits, special forces. That means we're actively at war with Russia. Now, people are just 3 days ago, and me, if I'm off a day, I don't mean to be. It's just my hours are 24 hours, days, okay, with intermittent sleep. 10,000 North Koreans on the front lines looking for Americans to kill and NATO people as well. Kim Jong-un sent his equivalent of special ops people into Russia on a mutual deal. Kim gets food, he gets all of the machine stuff he needs, and for that, he's sending all these troops in. But I want to share something with you. The number is horrific and horrendous because it's not 10,000. But just the other day, Defense Secretary Austin made the statement, there are no North Koreans in Russia on the front lines. And then guess what? 24 hours later, he said, there are North Koreans in Russia. Well, die, you could just go on the internet and see there's a bunch of North Koreans raising the North Korean flag, and their satellites picked it up. Oh, brother. Now, 15,000 Chinese, now hear this, we were talking about North Koreans, now it's Chinese, 15,000 Chinese on the Polish and Finnish front lines, but waiting for their heavy equipment to arrive. Heavy equipment is heavy weaponry, okay? There are 200,000 North Koreans, 200,000 North Korean soldiers in Russia right now, but most are training and also working in the munitions factories and drone factories, so they know about drones on the battlefield. Now, this is really important. Take this to the Lord in prayer. One thing to say, there's 10,000 North Koreans, no big deal. Then it's another thing to say 100,000 North Koreans, that's a big deal. It's a big deal for 150,000. You put those two numbers together, it's 250,000 people fighting for Russia. And the total commitment of China, this blew my mind, is 700,000 Chinese soldiers. And they're not going to stop in Ukraine. Just be familiarize yourself with the term the Gates of Vienna. Vienna's Austria. Because NATO is involved, this is going to be a blitzkrieg against NATO itself. And the land army that is put together will number in the millions against NATO's 300,000. That's a pretty sobering thing, you know. Now, again, Russia's and all of its nuclear forces are on 30-second hold. That means they can get their stuff in the air in 30 seconds. Ladies and gentlemen, the United States has not fired an ICBM, intercontinental ballistic missile, from their silos at all. I don't know when the last silo-launched ballistic missile test was, because Russia has reloadable silos and we don't. So in essence, once we use a silo, Doug, and launch a missile, it's toast, okay? Thermobaric bombs. We do not in the U.S. military have a stockpile of thermobaric bombs. Those would be barometric or what are called overdriven explosives. And it's interesting that we're out there trying to fight four different front wars with vastly superior technology we're coming up against. So the only reason we're doing it too, I maintain, it is the grand blood sacrifice of a quarter of a billion Americans. Most people won't be able to believe that. But hey, gee, I'm talking about it from a spiritual standpoint, facilitating its presence in the physical realm, yet that lines up with the Deagle report, doesn't it? In South Korea,
250 million. Yeah.
Yep. Yep. In South Korea, the USA is walking into a massive trap as well, and all USA forces in and around South Korea will basically suffer and die. Literally, South Korea can't handle, 15,000-20,000 howitzers firing around, 15,000-20,000 rounds in under a minute. Think about how many rounds that is in 5 minutes. It's pretty heavy. Now, again, it's interesting to me that this is just what's going on there. And unbeknownst to most people, what's going on coming up this weekend are 24/7 meetings between the Fed, Federal Reserve, and now I call it the Dead-er-all Reserve, the Dead Reserve, not the Fed Reserve, the Dead Reserve. We have no way to get out from The only way to get out from $36 trillion in debt is to declare force majeure or force majeure. That simply means the United States makes a declaration that the U.S. dollar is no longer any good. Well, the nations that are joining the BRICS, both openly and secretly, are now up to 150. And your listeners and my subscribers heard the term Operation Sandman. It was defined because the Arab nations, obviously the desert nations and the desert sheikdoms, hold a lot of U.S. Treasury bonds, bills, and notes. And there's so much money that's represented that can never be repaid. So imagine, Doug, the day comes, and I don't know the date, but it's close. I don't know if close is a day, a week, or a month, but it's going to be accelerated if the Harris team wins. Because again, right now, Waltz is being investigated for being a communist Chinese agent. That's on the front of Drudge.
Oh, yeah.
Or it was. And so these are the things that's happening right now that, people need to listen. And then, Eric, if you would put up to the thing I sent you from Texas, my friend Aviator Dave. It was a thing that from the state of Texas, it looks like an official it is an official document. There you go. This is really important. They asked me to put this up. And basically, there, Texas isn't just saying, oh, we're just going to pass off the election anomalies as nothing. This is from the Berry County Sheriff's Office. And it basically says the Berry County Sheriff's Office has an ongoing investigation into election-related crime since December 2020. Well, gee, that's the last election. It is a practice of the Berry County Sheriff's Office to refer evidence and request investigation from law enforcement in other jurisdictions as appropriate. And you go down to the bottom, and in essence, it's talking about the Texas Attorney General has been basically paralleling the ongoing investigation. And the guys wanted me to, in Texas, wanted me to get this out, ladies and gentlemen. Look, there is no such thing as an honest election. And I'll go back to a statement I made. you do not gain by legal voting a new presidency with any power by, in essence, voting the right guy in, because they have stacked the deck against President Trump. They have the entire intelligence community, the entire FBI, everybody is against him because they represent the globalists, the elite, and it should make everyone feel real warm and fuzzy that everything in the entire government that's been under Biden et al., Biden, Obama, Obama Nation of Desolation, the whole intelligence apparatus has been designed to basically lie. Every single, what was it, 63 or 67 intelligence agencies lied, the heads of them lied about the Russian dossier. You know, I told people, unfortunately, I said this too many decades ago, truth in America has become, even said it then, one man lies and everyone else swears to it, and they can accept no challenge to the lie because, after all, the emperor has no clothes. And I remember saying it in those terms. I don't know, Doug, and ladies and gentlemen, Doug and I talked about this, I don't know, earlier today. I don't know how long we'll be on. I don't know how long Alex will be on. I only know this, that as Hillary Clinton said, if they don't clamp down on the alternative media, they will lose. That means if they lose their control of the narrative, they lose. And I'm hoping and praying that enough Americans are tired of the North Carolinians being murdered by neglect. The FEMA camps are execution centers. The absolute clergy response team is the greatest act of treason by those claiming to be churches in America. I wish we had in America Dietrich Bonhoeffer or the equivalent. And what we've got is we've got left-wing people basically stealing the words of Bonhoeffer and applying it to them. There is no way that that's even honest or no integrity. And Doug, here's the thing. There's nothing I can say with all the evidence in the world. There are some people, how do I say this? There's some people on my own forum that get mad because if they take something I say and their family doesn't accept it, somehow they want to, how should I say this, lay the blame on my shoulders, you know, because the family isn't listening to you. Well, evidently, they're not listening to you either, brother, sister, you know, because, again, the problem is that this is critical. In the kingdom of God, there are no grandchildren. That simply means everybody must come to Jesus. A husband has to come to Jesus on his own, a wife on her own, the kids on their own, the grandkids on their own. And that's the reason that God wants a godly influence in all of those relationships to train up a child in the ways of the Lord. And what we've done, this is the, national abandonment of our children. And now we sit back and allow the murderous, hellish hellions to vaccinate children and to vaccinate women with, I don't know, 70 total vaccines. And every one of them now is showing up as killing human fertility. When they sexually mutilate little boys and sexually mutilate little girls, the fact that we have no public outrage over that, now God bless the people that do, the fact that a praying grandmother goes to prison, the fact that we keep our bleeping mouths shut, and the fact that we've got brothers in prison from January 6th who did nothing to break the law. And now there's pallets of bricks, and I don't know what's going to happen in D.C., but they are preparing for the worst. The question I have, will Iran, who just said today, now when I say today, it could have been today or last night late, but they said they are deciding whether they will attack Israel before the election. Well, of course, you know, the thieves of Washington Avenue or Pennsylvania Avenue will definitely hope they don't do it before the election, because that will have a bad optic. Ladies and gentlemen, you cannot, and we cannot, We've got history against us. You cannot cure a spiritual sickness with a physical solution. It won't work. God gave us 23 years to repent after 9/11, Doug. 23 years. And look where we are now.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, because if anything, rather than repent or even get anywhere close to that increase in godliness, the righteousness of Scripture, we've doubled. The demonic entities, especially on the left, and there's some on the right, but on the left, have doubled down. And it's difficult for me to separate, for example, the lack of repentance with the promotion of infanticide. You look at the demonic left's platform. What's their platform? It's really undefinable, except for, hey, we have to protect the reproductive rights of women, meaning there's no reproductive rights of women or healthcare rights. It's all infanticide. It's all murdering the unborn. That's what they're after. That's number one on their platform. So the blood sacrifices, and Steve, I know we've talked about this, the murdering of the unborn, the selling of baby parts on the black market, and now us who speak against this are domestic violent extremists and labeled as such, and they're going to come after us. And if Harris does happen in Walls, that communist plant, if they take over, if they're installed in this election, it's just going to hasten our demise.
Yes.
And, look, we might get a reprieve, but I'm not a betting guy, okay? I don't like to bet, but I'll tell you something. Even though optics are that, perhaps we might get a reprieve based on the elections, I do suspect it's only going to be a reprieve as opposed, unless, of course, we absolutely change and repent. And increase our walk with the Lord. Otherwise, I think it's all just merely a postponement, if that. Yes, but I cannot shake the, I can't shake this because you've got the human trafficking, which President Trump has come against and saying, we are going to stop this. You've got the infanticide, which, hey, President Trump did a lot to really put the brakes on that, while they call that reproductive health care, which is a bunch of crap. And you've got so many other factors, so many other areas of concern. To me, the left and some of the right have lost all sense of spirituality, all humanity. They've lost it. And the people who can't see it, Steve, what the hell is wrong with people who can't see what's right in front of their nose? I mean,
The answer, Doug, is mind control. The answer is MK Ultra. And I tell people we've been MK ultracated, okay? My word, it's like I mind fornication. And I'm sorry if that's offensive. Look, here's the deal. How come people get offended over a few words, but they don't get offended over the slaughter of the innocents? We make the times of Moloch and the times of ancient Israel and all the nations around Israel that basically slaughtered and sacrificed their children, we make those guys look like Little League. And now I want two people to understand something. This whole financial mess we're in, our debt is growing at $1 trillion every 30 days based on the last month's spending spree. And I'm reading this. This is driving down the resale value of T-bills, which is a crushing blow to the asset pools of banks, especially the Big 12 banks. In essence, when the price of T-bills, treasury bills, treasury bonds, and treasury notes go down, that depletes the value of the bank's stock, but also it messes with their reserve requirements. So if they show $1 billion 1 month and now it's down to 500 million, that bank has just basically lost. People say, well, it's only a paper loss. No, it isn't. That represents the investors' funds. This is driving down the resale value of the T-bills and the crushing blow to the asset pools. And you get into a bunch of CDOs, collateralized debt obligations, bank swaps, the sharing of liability, but that's all coming to an end. Actually, it has ended. It just hasn't become present yet. The meetings, these are the meetings with the Big 12 banks, with the Fed and the Treasury people, are trying to prevent, listen to this, the collapse of the banks until after January 6, 2025, to ensure that the new president gets tossed the problem. So the question is, will they let Trump become president? And I'm praying against the assassination of him. I believe Alex had a guest on, a Delta team, former Delta team guy, saying he's really worried about the Trump family. Look, in dirty pool, there are no rules. And in dirty pool, the people that are playing that game don't play by the rules. Okay? So in essence, the banks are colluding with the Fed and Treasury to try and keep the whole facade going until January 6th, you know, obviously the installation of the new president, and blame whoever is. There are behind-the-scenes negotiations to support banks and keeping them open so that the regulations can be met at least until January 6th. At the same time, the value of U.S. T-bills and U.S. dollars are dropping, which means that the real cost of goods in the stores instantly, which has direct effect on all people. Now, I'm going to leave you with a question, Doug, because I think we're getting close to out of time, 20 minutes or whatever. But the point being is, if people will react against the statement that, you know, their food is going to be gone, the numbers that different sources are telling me, 75% now, they raised 85% of all food is going to be gone. Hear this, is going to be gone by November 25th. That's on shelves, that's in food wholesalers, Sysco, Consolidated Foods, etc., Costco, Shopko, all the marts, you know, and all the big food wholesalers, including the primary food producers. In essence, they're taking everything away from the public by December 25th, okay? This is what I'm told. I pray it doesn't happen, but if it does, and I believe it is going to, there will be nothing on the shelves. And when the shelves go bare, there's nothing that will come in to replace the bare shelves, because this whole thing is to manipulate people to going into the FEMA camps and execution centers. They're the same in my vocabulary. And in one of the private briefings, I think it was 2 weeks ago, we put out the eyewitness account of one of the FEMA camps and the room definitions in different rooms. I mean, they have rooms that have, if you will, giant furnaces, open flames that are crematoriums for people who are alive. Now, yeah, that should piss off everybody. Well, how do I know it? Look at what they've done to the, and God bless my brothers and sisters in North Carolina. God bless and intercede. Thank you all who are helping them. Pastor Faircloth and all of his things. Gary Haven, God bless you, Brother Gary. And all of the independent pilots and all the people that have just said they've had enough. And look at, they can't give the people money. They'll loan them $750, yet they're building tens of millions of dollar facilities. That isn't to help people. That's to kill people. They're not even allowing the bodies that still haven't been found to be even accounted for. And then the children, Doug. I mean, yeah, I got to tell you something. The children that have no parents because their parents died, they're being trafficked. This is what I'm told. Take it to the Lord.
Absolutely.
Take yes. it to the Lord in prayer. Again, I'll ask everyone, where's the Maui children? Nobody Precisely. Gave a flying flip, okay? Yet, Where are the children in North Carolina? North Carolinians are our brothers and sisters. They're our fellow Americans. And ladies and gentlemen, God bless those men in the mountains who are fighting for their countrymen. And listen, chickens don't make good warriors, okay? And this is what's happening. Everybody that I know who's a vet, who's a tier one operator, who are absolutely the guys that would have laid down their lives. I mean, you know, Michael Yon has been pleading, God bless him. My friend Dave, fighter pilot, other people that were fighting for this country. God bless you guys, Michael and Dave. The thing is that they know they're coming to the point of no return, and they know it's already here, but everybody's waiting for next week. This is why this is the most perilous week, but it's also most careless week coming up, because most people, you know, are just waiting for the outcome of it. Ladies and gentlemen, it is bad either way, because again, DC has become an armed camp. There are people going in there now. And Doug, the nuclear evacuation skill has never happened before, because Russia has notified the United States openly, if you guys proceed to give Ukraine long-range cruise missiles, we will believe that you have declared war on us, and all targets in your country are fair game. And by the way, DC is at the top of the list. So how can they evacuate DC if Russian missiles are T-minus 30 seconds and counting? Now, don't take my word for it. Take it to the Lord's Prayer, because the Bible is very clear. Sudden destruction. Henry Groover's vision. We never in the United States got any of our missiles out of the tubes, and our command, control, and communication C3 was non-existent. I'm sorry, Doug, go ahead.
No, I mean, to your point, it was on Tuesday. Reuters is reporting this. Folks, you can't really see this. But Russia launched a series of missiles last Tuesday to demonstrate their capability to deploy a massive nuclear strike. This is Reuters. This is not, I mean, this is so-called mainstream news. They're admitting this. And the tests, they involve long-range missiles, thousands of miles. So who do you think where are the targets? It's going to be in the U.S. It's going to be in CONUS. And this, of course, they understand the tense moments over Russia and Ukraine. And who's stoking the fires between Russia and Ukraine? It certainly isn't Donald Trump. It's the current regime that, but Steve, it frustrates the living crap out of me when you try to tell this, and even what you said earlier to people, they reject this. And you can even show them the Reuters article is saying, look, war is on our doorstep. World War III, we're already in World War III, as you said, but people don't want to hear this. But we better damn well be prepared. We spiritually, most importantly, spiritually, better get our lives right, ask God for forgiveness, get on our knees, and understand the battle in which we are going to have to fight. But understand, too, we got a threat here that, like you said, man, you know, hey, you can have all the flipping helicopters you want land on the Capitol, on the Capitol grounds, but 30 seconds, yeah, it's over. So, sorry.
No, you're right. And here is what's critical. We did in private briefings, and there's nothing like it in the world, ladies and gentlemen. It's not bragging. It just happens to be the incredible assets that God provided for the analysts in there, just like the Glyph Project, what? 8 PhDs. That's a big deal, because people send, well, that's not, I, by the way, I have no eight. I don't have a PhD. The only degrees I've got are degrees of a thermometer. If I'm running hot, like tonight, I'm boiling. And I mean that in an emotional way. But the thing that I'm trying to get people to understand, Russia has submarines that cannot be tracked. They just cannot be tracked. They're called black hole subs. And ladies and gentlemen, they have surfaced alongside the aircraft carriers. This is an urban legend. And they have submerged after surfacing, and the aircraft carrier's sonar can't even follow them, track them. Russia has Poseidon nuclear torpedoes with up to 100 megaton nuclear warheads. Do you know what three of those off the coast of Britain will do? Well, I'll tell you one thing. It'll be the ultimate scuba diving adventure because everything will be underwater. That threat has been made. The British Ministry of Defense believes it. And even though the U.S. was mocking it, Britain said, hey, yeah, we're the ones that were trying to find the nuclear torpedoes. Actually, they're closer to being a drone, the Poseidon nuclear drones, because 300 megatons of nuclear explosion is going to do some damage to coastline. I would say this, that would be a good definition of instantaneous beach erosion, okay? Beach erosion. And if you want to surf the apocalypse, you'll get ready to 1,500 to 1,800-foot waves, you know? I think the biggest waves that have ever been surfed are in Portugal. That's a whole cool video to watch, you know? But the point is that we do not in the United States possess, nor does NATO, nor does Britain, anywhere near the quantity of 25 megaton nuclear warheads that Russia has. We do not possess We don't possess non-interceptable missiles that have been fired. And listen, you know, there was a series of films, Gone in 60 Seconds and whatever. I think that's the best title, Gone in 60 Seconds, because intercontinental ballistic missiles are one thing, but submarine-launched ballistic missiles and submarine-launched cruise missiles with nuclear warheads, I mean, they're 200 miles up the coast of Miami, 200 miles up the coast of Fort Lauderdale, 200 miles off of the coast of the Carolinas. You know, I mean, this is a big deal. Now, I am personally saying this. It would scare me if I did not know Jesus. And I think most people would rather deny reality. And so when people say, find God, that's meaningless. The devils believe in God. But the person of redemption is Jesus Christ. And I love what Hulk Hogan said. Man, I like that guy. Yeah, you can know all about Jesus or know all about God, but it's not the same as having a personal relationship with Jesus. I mean, I loved it when he said that. Even Russell Brand is coming to know the Lord, you know? He's not cleaned up. And I tell people this, listen, God takes his time. He catches his fish and he cleans them in his time. You can't catch a fish and just expect it to clean itself, gut itself, and jump into the frying pan, you know? But the point is that it's critical. It's so late. So, Doug, there's no love for truth in America. There's no fear of God in America. And only by the fear of the Lord, this is what the scripture says, the Holy Bible says, will men depart from evil, you know? But men will embrace evil, mock the living God, turn down the offer of salvation through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and then they'll go on as if, oh, it's no big deal, yawn, pause, you know? I mean, I'm serious. I don't know that Russia will wait for the intermission on the NFL games to launch its missiles, you know? It is absurd. And then, we don't have time to talk about it, but the narco-terrorists and the cartels in the United States, have more sophisticated weapons than the National Guard. The cartels have more man pads, shoulder-fired anti-aircraft missiles. They have more weapons. By the way, they don't have anywhere near bullet rationing. They've got M134 miniguns. Those are the ones that go bzzz, you know, and you see them in the C-130 gunship, Puff the Magic Dragon. That's what that aircraft is called. And they got everything. They've got everything. My question is, and by the way, they can acquire nuclear weapons if they want them, because everything is available. And ladies and gentlemen, all of that military hardware that was left by Biden et al., well, I mean, huge numbers. What was it? You know, $100 billion or whatever?
$85 billion.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, that was state of the art, whether it was night vision, whether it's everything I'm talking about. And the cryptographic communications is the best U.S. had. Do you hear what I'm saying, everyone? That it's a big deal. It's a big deal what Biden did. It's a big deal when he betrayed our Afghan allies. It's a big deal when he left the families and U.S. citizens. And thank God for people that were rescuing him. By the way, a lot of those rescues took place because Tina of the satellite phone store gave, well, I actually know how many. I better not say that, but she gave dozens of those satellite phones to operators that were getting people out. And thank God, a lot of you, you know, specifically were very giving in that. And I want to make another statement, Doug. I got to make it. The program that I had placed in operation on helping widows and vets is suspended indefinitely because I can only give the money that comes in from people. And right now, the coffers, I mean, there's so many people that are hurting, so many people that are needing. So you can't send me emails. And one lady sent me 28 emails. I give you my word, 28 emails. And the thing is that I just want everyone to know, I believe God will supply your needs by his riches in Christ Jesus and glory. But as of this night, which is the 31st, of October 2024, that program is suspended until we reinitiate it. If there's funds coming in, or if there aren't, then God bless each and every one. And I thank God for every one of you who's been generous and has helped us. And, you know, I mean, thank you so very, very much. Doug, we have mutual listeners like David M. and others that have paid literally given thousands of dollars so that people can get it. And this money is for food. It doesn't pay rent. It doesn't pay mortgages. I'm trying. And when we could, we're giving $500 to the people. They had to prove they were a veteran, prove they were a widow, and, you know, prove they were legitimate. And that program had to be suspended because we ran out of money. I've never seen so many people in need. And it's tragic. Some people don't get enough money on Social Security. And I mean, it's so sad.
The Ukrainians here do.
I know. And so do all the illegals. $45,000 freaking dollars, prepaid credit cards. They go in five-star hotels, and veterans of the United States are starving on the streets. And I believe that's by design. When Hawk was alive, God bless him, he and I did programs on the smoky trucks, the assassination of veterans who are street people, and the disposal of their bodies, you know? And a lot of those guys in San Francisco met that fate. And so it is infuriating, it's maddening, and God, I can't stop it. I mean, I can expose it. I don't have the resources to write $500 checks for food, and people are starving now. One guy broke my heart. God bless you, my brother. You know who I'm talking about. You know, it's without God, it's an impossible situation. So I just, again, I hope I'm making that clear, Doug.
And I want to reiterate that Steve has done so much for so many, but the bottom line is the money ran out. And you know what? And I've seen Steve put his own money into that fund. But folks, understand this. You know, it's got to be terminated. That assistance program for widows and vets and so it's over right now until further notice because of, hey, you know what? The well is dry. And that's just the way it is. So go ahead. I mean, finish.
Well, thank you, Doug. And so, again, I want everyone to understand everything changes no matter who wins the election, no matter who contests the election. Everything is in motion that in, oh, good night. Okay, November. So within 21 days from November, 3/4 of the food available, canned food, frozen food. And you know, in all these cases of suspected listeria, outside of McDonald's, there's not one case of any of this food that they're taking under the guise of the FDA, you know, recalling it. There's not one case of listeria. You know, we talked about that, I think, on the last show. But ladies and gentlemen, in essence, it's the listeria is an excuse to steal food from the American people. The restaurant's closing. They can't, get food. And I was at a famous and pretty famous multi-chain burger place today. And the average price now of a burger and a bun and, you know, sweet potato fries. I only ate about six of those. But the bottom line is, and something to drink is $20.
Yep.
$20. The average person can't afford it. All the restaurant chains, and I'm trying to calculate this, and I got some mathematicians. I said, okay, what percentage of the population eats out daily? And when people were working, it was up to 60% of all the working population ate out at least one meal a day. There are no meals a day. When the food goes away, that's when the you-know-what hits the fan. That's when the guns come out. That's when everybody goes nuts. And I don't think it'll take more than 3 days. I don't even think it'll take that. I think it'll be under 24 hours where the rioting starts in the big cities, and it's not going to be pretty. So, Doug, again, God bless everyone. This is critical times.
Steve Quayle, stevequayle.com. God bless you, Steve.